I think it's in my university in Zhejiang. And but then there is a foreign teacher from America, and my friend and I once showed her around Hangzhou, the very beautiful city, and help her to buy clothes there. By then, I don't think my English is quite good, but my friend speaks very well. So I think that's the most exciting learning experience for me, because when my friend is somewhere else, I have to translate between the local people and my foreign teacher. So I think it's about 1 week or so we walk around the city, but after that I get much more experience and be more confident speaking English. Yeah.
That's great. So did you encounter any difficulty at the first moment you started to translating?
Yeah, because some of the things that I don't know how to say in English, and like the my teacher is very interested in the clothes that wear by the local people and the traditional Chinese clothes, but I don't know how to say that in English. I have to translate into something that into parts that you can understand, like the how long and how we put it into.
Well, that's great. I think it's a little practice on how to be descriptive on little things in life. That's interesting. So yeah, I also want to know, do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Reading, actually, I think most of the time I just read in Chinese. And after I come to Hong Kong, most of the readings are done in English, but only the literature, you know. One of the experience reading in English is actually a novel written by a friend I met online. So yeah, she is very interested in writing, and that is when she tried to translate her story into English, and she asked me for help. So that is the most first she wrote it in English, and then I checked whether there's any problem, because I don't read, you know, like the literature, the novels, not very much, but so that's a very special for me.
Well, that's great. You must be a really confident translator then. You know, translating a novel requires a lot of determination and patience. So, Alfredo, do you remember the name of your friend and the name of the novel?
The name of the friend is Elsa. Mm-hmm. Elsa, and the novel is Color.
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 Nice.
Love story.
Love story.
Okay, great. So I also want to know, since you know online is a really big platform to get access to different kinds of reading materials, I was wondering, have you ever read any other online novel series?
Actually, I don't read a lot on novels, but because I know this friend Elsa, because I her classmate was my roommate, so that's how I know her. And just like, if you have time, please check this for me. Yeah.